The US, UK and Australia have defended their new security alliance. It'll allow the Australian government to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. It's seen as an effort to counter Beijing's growing influence in the Pacific. But China says it'll only intensify an arms race. Well, the new alliance means Paris has lost a multi-billion dollar deal to build submarines for Australia. The French government is angry, accusing the Australians of stabbing them in the back. Leaders from the West African Economic Bloc, ECOWAS, have imposed sanctions on Guinea's military rulers. They're demanding elections be held within 6 months. Guinea was suspended from ECOWAS last week after a military coup removed President Alpha Condé from power. Well, the special United Nations representative for West Africa and the Sahel says the body will never endorse unconstitutional changes of government.
The United Nations upholds a number of values. It is democratic alternation. We condemn the coup d'etat in any conditions, and therefore we will never endorse unconstitutional changes. And the United Nations is clear on this. We would simply hope that what has just happened in Guinea or Mali are mishaps and will be very quickly rectified.
The Taliban says it's more united than ever after reports its leaders are in a major power struggle. The group says the claims are aimed at destabilizing the country just weeks after it took control. Polls have opened in Moscow as Russians vote for their national parliament known as the Duma. Voting started earlier in the Far Eastern regions. Many candidates who are opposed to President Vladimir Putin have been excluded from the three-day ballot. The election's being seen as a dry run for the presidential vote in 2024. Haiti's prime minister has dismissed attempts to link him to the assassination of former President Moïse's baseless innuendo. On Tuesday, Ariel Henry fired a public prosecutor who wanted him charged of alleged calls he made with a suspect hours after Moïse was killed in July. Cuba has expanded its coronavirus vaccination drive for children between the ages of 2 and 10. It's the only country in the world to inoculate children so young. Locally developed vaccines are being used. It comes as health officials report a surge in cases of the Delta variant among young people.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.